Good morning. This is CPR News. I'm Haley May. Governor Jared Polis is condemning the tactics of federal ICE agents after a days-long confrontation between immigration officials and Durango locals. CPR's Allison Sherry.
Governor Jared Polis on Wednesday called ICE's lack of transparency and communication with local officials, quote, extremely maddening. The comments made on social media came after ICE agents detained a father and two children heading to school in Durango. Durango police say they attempted to do a welfare check on one of the minors and reunite the kids with their mother, but were not able to do so. ICE also issued a statement defending its approach and detentions on the ground there. They confirmed the father they picked up is a Colombian national and is now in detention. They didn't mention the fates of his kids, but say he was placed in a detention center that accommodates children in Texas. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Additionally, an elderly woman demonstrating in front of the ICE facility in Durango was injured. Videos show her being shoved to the ground by a federal agent. Law enforcement has been asked to investigate that incident. A judge issued a preliminary injunction this week blocking the layoffs of about 2,000 Interior Department workers, the Mountain West News Bureau's Hannah Mersbach reports.
Those 400 employees work for science centers or in regional land and water management. That's according to documents a federal judge in California ordered the feds to file. They detail proposed cuts to offices, but only those with union members, since unions filed the suit. Aaron Weiss is with the Center for Western Priorities, which has been pushing back against the waves of layoffs that started earlier this year. He says these proposed cuts would devastate science and smaller national parks.
I certainly can't blame anyone who's like, nope, this is not for me. Time to get out.
The Trump administration has said the shutdown provides an opportunity for layoffs. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Hannah Mersbach.
In Grand Junction, sunny and low 60s today. This is CPR News.